Business Half Hour here on Classic FM 97.3. If you are just tuning in, Taiwo in the studio with me. We've got a guest as always. You know, we always have them special. I'm sure he's got something special as well for us. You know, they always have these weird things they do and it blows you away, doesn't it?
Well, maybe we should consider changing the name to Discovery Show. We discover new things and new people all the time. Good morning, Bukola. Good morning, Lagos.
Good morning, Taiwo. Good to have you. How's your weekend?
Fine, and yours?
It wasn't bad at all.
Yes. This is Business Afar, in partnership with Naira Metrics. I have an interesting guest here today. For those of us who have to deal with the, like some people say, it's a necessary evil of domestic staff, from one sort of headache to another. I mean, we can have a long list, I mean, a laundry list of issues having to deal with them. These guys have set about, in trying to tackle part of the problem and in giving us some measure of safety and comfort. I mean, in recent years, because of WhatsApp, we've seen several pictures being posted. Oh, this, be wary of this maid, be wary of this household, this one did that. In the newspapers, we've seen where a domestic staff allegedly killed their employer and so on and so forth. But these guys, are bent on helping reduce that menace. And I'd just like them to introduce themselves or to introduce himself. We'll take it on from there.
Hi, my name is Utien Orisha Adekoye, and I'm the co-founder of redhanded.ng.
What does redhanded.ng do, or redhanded do?
Well, redhanded does a couple of things, but the primary purpose for redhanded is to create a database of people who have been accused of committing crimes in their workplaces, domestic staff and auxiliary staff. So not just, I know you spoke about domestic staff, but also some of these people work as shopkeepers, or they also work as cleaners or security guards in corporate organizations. It's still the same circle of people. And what our work is at Red Handed is if they have been accused of committing a crime somewhere or confirmed of committing a crime, we put them in the database and we give the power to the next employer to make informed hiring decisions.
So how do you get those names? It's interesting.
Okay, so what you do as an employer, so what we're doing is, employers, when you want to employ someone, you register them on Red Handed.
Okay.
Right? And when I say register them, it's a very simple process. You put in their name, their phone number, take their picture, and you store it in the database. Now, monthly, you can rate their performances on a scale of 1 to 5, nothing deep, right? What that does is that it gives you a report to refer to if you want to increase their salary or, you know, let them go over a period of time, right? Now, this is where Red Handed comes in, or this is the real purpose for Red Handed. If that person does something wrong, right? Steals, kills, rapes, complicit in the kidnap, you can document that evidence on Red Handed. Okay. So the next person that is employing them knows their history. And not just so the challenge is, and sorry to keep rambling, the challenge is in Nigeria we are recycling criminals under the guise of domestic staff. Right.
Isn't that a strong word, criminals?
Okay.
Where somebody kidnaps a child.
Yeah, it's a very strong word, but we're dealing with a very strong problem, right? Someone was just found guilty of killing his boss recently, right? And like you mentioned earlier, you can go in the newspaper, you can go on social media, and you see where these people commit crimes. Now, the challenge is, right, with all due respect to the security services, sometimes you need to pay for them to do their job, right? I have a case from one of our customers who caught their staff stealing, right? And the policeman asked for 20,000 naira to use Taxify to go and search the people her house and family. Yeah, so you really can't argue with the policeman. After 2 days, right, they found things, the person was found guilty, but not in the court of law. If you want, most times the households don't want to press criminal charges, so those people are never convicted in the court of law, so they are let go. They will get another job,
So that they, let's pause it right there. So okay. They get another job, and you know, we're speaking just before we came on air now. Yeah. So I saw on your website that you have this facial recognition software.
Yeah.
And you were mentioning that there's also the biometric
fingerprint capture
yes. as well.
Yeah.
That helps forestall. I mean, which means
identity change.
Yes. So yes. So if you change your name or. Yeah. You put on makeup before, you didn't put on makeup before, you start wearing glasses or whatever it is, or cut your hair or dye your hair and all of that, your software can detect that.
Precisely. Once you, like I said, when you, how to use red-handed, you take the person's picture. Once you take that picture, right, automatically it scans the database. And if the person has been previously employed somewhere, it comes up. The person's profile comes up and says, this is XYZ. You know, this is who XYZ is.
What if he changes his name?
Yeah, so that's what the facial recognition.
Your face doesn't change.
Okay. Face doesn't change.
So I found that quite interesting. You know, I was talking about one of the things we're also talking about is the fact that you're not at the, you're just almost like at the tail end of it, and you're relying on the employers. So it's almost like a user generated content platform.
Precisely.
So, how do you tackle it? Because again, these agents are sometimes complicit.
Correct.
So. Do you plan on doing something about that in the future? Or do you work with these agents? You know, so what's their role in all of this?
Correct. What we're doing now is partnering with agents. We're looking at every nanny. We're looking at Lagos nannies. We're looking at Made Easy. We're looking at these agencies. We're also looking at partnering with security agencies as well. I mean, security companies, the halogens. And so it's better to partner with them as opposed to demonizing them. What a lot of people do now, if they want to hire, is that they get agents that don't have a proper structure. Mm-hmm. Right? Which should be discouraged, because like you mentioned, some of them are actually complicit. They coordinate with your staff to kidnap, they coordinate with your staff to steal. And I would like to mention that a lot of these agents that have no structure actually look at these employees as assets, and they are only valuable when they're out of job. Because what happens now is that if you get an agent to bring in somebody, the employee pays the agent, let's say, first salary, right? And after that employee is not valuable to that agent. So the agent is excited to, when they say, oh, the person committed a crime and the person has been let go, because they can now recycle and make that same amount. So they work sometimes hand in hand, or sometimes they don't care. They say they do background checks, but they really don't. Now, some of the ones that do, I'm not going to say all of them do, but what we're saying is that beyond giving the agents the power, you should also have the power. Red-handed gives you the power to actually document and actually cross-check what's the kind of people you're bringing into your household or your business.
So quickly, can you run us through the process? How does it happen? How does it work? So I'm an employer now. How do I use Red-handed, or how does Red-handed help me?
Okay, so you go on redhanded.ng, and then you go to the sign up button, and then you sign up as a partner. Sorry, you sign up as an employer. Right. Once you sign up as an employer, you upgrade your account. Now, as an individual employer, now we're running a promo, right, that allows you to register one staff for free. However, if you want to register more than one staff, you need to upgrade. So, and that is going to change. So that's why I'm saying, once you sign up, you upgrade. And then once you upgrade, you have a dashboard. Once you have that dashboard, you can register as many staff as possible. But let's talk about a typical household, right? A typical household has about five staff.
Yes.
Right?
We know, when we were talking earlier, when you said five, I was like, five? How many people actually have five, you know? But
yeah, but you know, let's
the cook, the driver, the gate man.
Okay.
Who else? Maybe the washman.
For the extra wealthy, they have four nannies for each child or whatever. But a typical household that has five, that has up to five staff, right, is just 2,500 naira for you to use the platform. And that 2,500 naira is not per staff. It's a subscription fee per annum, right? And if you have five staff today and you let go of one, right, and you employ somebody else, which would be a sixth staff, that person still falls under the subscription fee. So it's actually very, very affordable. We're not looking at this as a business. We're looking at it as a service, because there is a gap. There is a problem. And we need to fix that problem.
So what prompted you, what pushed you into doing this? I mean, it's not what everybody works. It's, I can imagine the headache that you have to deal with sometimes, from onboarding people to, you know, even ensuring that the tech works, yeah, you know, and so on and so forth. So what really got you into this?
Well, obviously, like you, and we're discussing before we got on the show, you've had multiple issues with domestic staff.
Yes.
Right? And you've heard multiple stories. I've had my own stories as well. I can tell you about the nanny that was stealing from guests. She only stole from guests that came from out of the country. So she was stealing foreign currency, and those guests were missing money in our house, in our household. She wasn't stealing from us. She was stealing from those guests.
Brilliant.
Right?
Very strategic,
smart woman or whatever. I will tell you about the nanny that she had worked with us for 3 months. My wife wanted to give birth. My wife traveled abroad. We actually took her abroad as well to take care of. And she, you know, she did a fantastic job, XYZ, boom, 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 right? But she stole about £900 as well. And she was very strategic. So I saw a pattern. She was only stealing from people that were coming to the house and leaving. So when I went to visit, for example, she took £500. When my father-in-law went to visit as well, she stole from him. When my mother went to visit, she stole from her. But she wasn't stealing from people that were living in the house.
So you suspect her.
Right? Now, how did we even find out? We found out. So everybody suspected, but nobody discussed with anybody, because we said, we don't want to say it because, you know, she's doing such a good job. What if she's not the one? What if
she didn't fit the profile?
She did not fit the profile. She was fantastic.
Okay,
she
brilliant.
Must have read the right? Sheldon novels.
Ha! Man. And the way we're having the conversation about developing the people that work for you, because listen, these people are not animals. It's important that you also add value to their lives. So we're paying for her to go to school. So when my family came back to Nigeria, she had registered in a school and she was trying to get her degree. So she was doing weekend school, right? But after she had traveled and she had come back and her school fees was paid, she said she doesn't want to work anymore. It was at that point when she left.
She got stolen.
It was at the point when she left that we all now discussed with ourselves and we said, oh, wow. So she stole from you, And then we realized, guess what? She's gone. And even if she's not, she doesn't become a nanny again, she might work for an organization. It's important that people have the idea that, look, this person did XYZ at so-and-so time.
So, I mean, you're saying, I mean, you experience this person from your personal experience, and you're saying, look, let's have an offenders directory that makes it easier for people to, or gives employers another level of security.
Precisely.
Before employing these people.
Precisely.
You mentioned it was not a business. It's not a business. It's a service. So
yes.
I'm curious to know why isn't it a business? I mean, you're collecting money from people. You're renting
yeah,
a service,
okay. So it's not that it's not a business. It's the way we try to look at it. Because if we look at it as a business, right, we'll be thinking about profits. There will be profits. There will be money made, no doubt, right? If it's done properly. But our own outlook as an organization is to look at it as a service. There's a menace we need to tackle, and we're hell-bent on tackling it. That's what it is.
How long did it take you to build this?
About 16 months. But it's we're still building. I say that because, for example, you mentioned now about how the agents too may be complicit. We don't have anything to document agents that are complicit. So that's feedback that we're taking in and we're improving. So technology is flux. We are continuing to improve the site and we're still building. So
tell us very quickly, how many of these employees or staff do you have in your directory, and how many employers do you have?
We have over 5,000 staff, and we have about little over 2,000 employers.
In just 16 months, and you said you're still just, so it's, I mean, 16 months has been what, more of your incubation period?
Precisely.
In that sense, any targets before the end of the year?
Our target is actually to change people's mindsets. That's what we're working on now. We don't have targets as far as numbers per se. We just need to keep on pushing, because what you also have is you have people that sign up but don't register their staff. So we need to keep pushing.
And that's the reason you have the platform, don't you?
Precisely. So it's not about signing up. You actually need to use the platform.
So your message is this: you need to be more responsible about your own security. You cannot leave it to, I mean, there's something you said outside before we came in, that you don't leave your door to a stranger to come and lock up for you. You lock it up yourself. So Precisely. Why do you leave the verification of your staff, you know, to a stranger, to agents Precisely. At the end of the day?
Precisely.
So we need to take care of our own personal security, safety of, or, you know, the domestic staff that we employ.
Precisely.
Essentially is what Otien is saying here. We'll go on a break right now. I'll be right back after the break.
Yeah, we're hoping it will be a bright, sunshiny day. No rainfall today. It's a Monday. People need to get to work. You're listening to Classic FM 97.3, Business Half Hour. Tawo Oyele in the studio with us. And we've got the CEO of Red Handed. Wait, Tawo Oyele, I beg your pardon. All right, let's go on.
Welcome back to Business Half Hour in partnership with Naira Metrics. Just to remind you, you can listen to the podcast from on the Naira Metrics website from tomorrow. We still have Otienyi here from Red Handed. We've been having some interesting conversations around domestic and auxiliary staff, how employers can be empowered, or how Red Handed empowers employers to be able to put in place better security measures. You know, I think it's more around risk management in that sense. And we've talked a lot about it. And while we're on break, we also talked about another dimension: vindictive employers, or employers who are maybe difficult to work with. So how does Red Handed help with that? Otien, you want to tell us a bit about that?
Okay, like I had mentioned earlier, domestic staff and auxiliary staff are not criminals, are not some. There may be some criminal elements. However, there are vindictive bosses that may just decide to red hand an employee because, you know, some people have, you know, some people might just be vindictive. What Red Handed has in place we have a system that, okay, there are three types of Red Handed cases, right? If you accuse your employee of doing, of committing a crime without attaching any evidence, right? Because the site allows you to attach picture or video evidence. That accusation is categorized as a weak case, right? If you attach picture or video evidence, that case is categorized as a strong case. However, both of them are accusations, whether weak or strong. It is a confirmed case, however, if you are able to upload one, a police report, or even a picture of a newspaper clip that says wanted, or that reports the person in.
But somehow you're still warning who might likely be the next employer that, look, just be on guard.
Precisely.
Even if it's not that, you talked about, if it's not a confirmed case, but you still watch your back with whoever it is you want to work with.
Precisely.
Again, I mean, I think the final decision still rests with the employer as to whether to proceed or not with whoever they're employing at the end of the day.
So, yes.
Because I've had instances where you'd say provide references, and I know some of those references have been contacted in times past and so on and so forth. Like that, there's always this question as why did you leave, you know? So, but
yes,
you get a myriad of answers. I mean, the answers range from they left the country to
they left the country
so many others in that sense. So, I mean, as an employer, I mean, like you said, so what would really constitute some of those things there? What a case would be, or can you give us an instance of some of the things you found out?
Theft, rape, kidnap, conniving with externals to commit a crime. Again, you can't accuse someone, you can't red hand someone for rudeness.
You can't red hand someone for winking at your husband.
No, you cannot red hand someone.
Are you sure?
Winking with your husband.
That's a crime.
In these parts. No, that's a crime. That's a crime. My wife, I know you're listening. That is a crime. So it's really just those things that people can go to jail for. right? We need to protect ourselves. Some of this criminal element, when you have a criminal tendency, right? Today it might be theft. So you might walk in ShopRite, right? And you steal, you pilfer. When you go to a household, the greed, what led you to commit that crime? It may grow from theft to something else. We need to protect ourselves. I know everybody is saying that, oh yeah, they understand the need for it, but we actually genuinely need to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. We've tried to work with, which we discussed with the police as well, you know, how we can integrate, how we can work together, but the conversation is still ongoing and hopefully we're able to, you know, take it to the next level. But what we're looking for really is partnership with the public. It's not everybody has to. You get on and you actually register your staff. It costs next to nothing, to be honest. Like, it actually legit costs next to nothing. So it's important that people actually get on and use the site.
Great stuff. How big is your team? I mean, you're trying to tackle this huge menace. You must have a large team somewhere.
No, we don't have a large team. We have about... let me confirm. I think 23 people. 23. The team is growing every day. We just employed someone. We're employing someone today. That's why I had to confirm. But we have 23 people right now on the team.
Do you do all this by yourself, or you got a network of agents and people, partners?
Yeah, we have a network of partners, right? And we are onboarding partners every day. How do we get partners? We have a recruitment team, people that go out to look for partners and then train them, onboard them.
What do these partners do?
Yeah, so partners, there are two types of partners. They're junior partners. Junior partners, all they do is onboard employees, train the employees, keep up, you know, follow up with them, find out how they're doing, find out how their staff are doing.
Employees or employers?
Sorry, employers. Onboard the employers, follow up with them for the basic service. Now, the senior partners do more than that. Apart from onboarding employers, and by onboarding, I mean marketing and, you know,
getting them to sign up.
They also do address verification, and they also do fingerprint verification. Yes, we've spoken about our facial recognition technology, right? Which is available to everybody that signs up on Red Handed. However, some people want to go the extra mile and actually capture fingerprint, because that is a more reliable source of security. So those partners also do come to your house or come to your businesses and capture fingerprints. And good thing we're in luck. Next month we'll be doing, for every business that signs up on Red Handed, we would capture your fingerprints of your staff for free.
All right, there's a question for you here.
Yes.
Well, he's quite worried for you. He says, how can your guest run a company without profit? How do the firm settle his operating expenses? Are there a guarantee on their service being offered to end users?
Okay, so let's answer the first question. Like I said, it's not a not-for-profit organization. It is a business, right? And the company makes money from the sales. Like I said earlier on, everybody that wants to onboard their staff pay a fee. The fee is small. But obviously, if we're able to get to a large number of people, then there's money to be made.
So it's a volume business.
It's a volume business. But it has to be affordable, right? Especially because people are a bit lazy about doing background, about doing checks, about security. So it has to be affordable. We're not going to go out there. I mean, typically, we should go out there and say, oh, 5,000 naira or even the 2-5 per employee. But no, we're saying, you know what? People don't have that culture. So... while we're changing behavior, let's make it very, very affordable. But there is money to be made. It's not free.
So I mean
but there's also a second question.
He said, how does the firm settle your operating expenses?
The company makes money.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's a last question.
And he says, are there guarantees on the service being offered to the end user?
Yes, they're guaranteed. I don't know how to answer that question exactly.
So how do you fulfill it? I mean, so what says tomorrow that, so what do people get for making the payment? And what's the guarantee that you would hold up to your own end of the bargain?
Thankfully, there isn't too much work to be done. The platform is automated and the work is in your hands. Once you want to employ someone and you take the person's picture, and if the person has been red-handed before, it will come up automatically. It will show you that, look, ladies and gentlemen, this is XYZ. even if the person has been red-handed before, if the person has been working somewhere else and the previous employer has been rating their monthly performance, you can actually see that, yes, this cook is worth all the money I'm going to pay him.
So, I mean, I wanted to talk a bit about the fear and the person having, because, I mean, the valid concerns, you know, initially there, but also, I think it's about, if you want to walk us through the process, I mean, typically people go to these agents initially. And you pay those agents a fee. Sometimes it's a percentage of the person's first salary or maybe annual salary or whatever it is. They vary in that sense like that. So then taking on your own fee as well. I mean, someone like me, it would at some point initially might put me up. But looking at the figure you're mentioning now, about 2,500 naira makes it a whole lot easier to be able to swallow in itself. But what I also want to ask you is this: how did you start this? I mean, did you raise any funding? Is it from your blood, sweat, and tears? Are you still bootstrapping it? I mean, where'd you get the capital to start this? You've got 23 people. You must be paying them somehow.
Should I answer the way Nigerian will answer? Yeah, it's God.
I knew that was what you were going to say.
No, we raised money from angel investors and people are still investing. Thankfully in Nigeria you have a very good support system in family and friends. It was a need and we explained what the need was and we explained that it was going to cost some money and we have people that have invested angel wise and we have some people who have put in money and looking to get back profit.
All right,
so that it's a growing business.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So do you have anything else to say?
We can keep going on and on. Do you want to share your social media handles? Tell us what your website is, how people can get on board there, and your social media handles before we round up now.
Okay, fantastic. You can get on redhanded.ng. That's the website. Very easy to use, very, very user-friendly. However, if you have any challenges or you want to speak to someone, you can call Nero on 080-909-10411. I'll say that again. 080-909-10411. Our Instagram handle is redhandedng. Our Twitter handle is redhandedng.
Thank you, Otieni. It's been great having you here. This is Business Afar, partnership with Nairametrics today. Don't forget, you can still catch this podcast on Nairametrics website from tomorrow.
All right, quickly, before we go here, he's asking... She says, I'm curious if employers who employ underage, sexually abuse, underpay, physically assault the employees are put on the offense. He's taking it from
the other side. Yeah, that's a very, very good question. It's something that we're currently looking at now because we also have to protect the domestic workers. Thank you for that.
All right. And that's it on Business of Art this morning. Thank you for coming on. Enjoy the rest of the day.